Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And this show is going to be all the way live. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. On Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, you won't be disappointed. Obviously, Kyrie Irving, late into the night, got on Instagram Live and spoke for nearly a half an hour. We're going to break that down and much, much more here on the iCup. We got Game 5 of the NLDS. Dodgers, Giants, and a big move by the Dodgers. Rob and I are looking at it a little side-eye.
This time, it counts.
It does count because this is huge. And, Chris, we are both looking at it, not understanding what's going
on.
But we'll get into that.
I mean, you know,
why mess around? Why try to be too
Thank
cute?
You.
That's
Thank
what this
you.
Is.
All right, we get into that and much, much more. We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. And, of course, tonight, a TV Things theme song Thursday. And Teicher's Tower of Trivia, the segment taking the nation by storm. And super producer Rob G is in full effect. On the updates, that's right, the loquacious one, Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get right into it. I said Kyrie went on Instagram Live. What was it? Was it like midnight or Rob G, do you know what time it was? Late Eastern time. 11:30 Eastern or something. I was asleep. So I saw it this morning.
Yeah, I saw
did
it
you
last
see,
night. Yeah,
people. You did? Started, did you see it live?
Yeah, not live, but they sent it to me as soon as it was over, basically. So I saw it, you know.
They, Kyrie and his folks?
No, not Kyrie. You know, I'm getting the head nod, but he ain't hit me up like that. No, just, you know, friends
Yo,
of
Rob,
mine.
Just let you know, I'm putting
yeah,
this
right.
out.
Yeah, right, I'm going,
you
yeah, know. Okay.
Rob Parker, you didn't hear at the end? He was like, hey, and by the way, Rob Parker, love the show.
Yeah, I love the show. I've been listening, and I want to get a hoodie from GetRob.com.
Right.
How about that?
But anyway, here's a little excerpt. I mean, he spoke for 25 minutes, so we only giving you a smidgen, but we're going to talk about it. Here he is.
Don't believe that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm going to give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that. Like, really be aware.
I got a lot to say, Rob, so I don't know if you want to go first.
No, you can go first.
No, I mean, it's a lot to break down. What you just heard there was maybe the most clear and concise that Kyrie was in this whole 25 minutes. It was good to hear from him. You know, stop letting others talk for you, especially anonymous sources and all that. You say what you have to say. The problem was this. He spoke for 25 minutes, Rob, and to me said a whole lot of nothing. You know, you can glean, there are a few nuggets you can take. Okay, I'm taking this, I'm taking that. But the rest of it, a lot of it, he's just kind of going on and rambling. And, you know, I just didn't think it was very coherent. I thought he kind of bounced back and forth from kind of speaking like someone with a savior complex to speaking like a martyr to speaking like a victim. To speaking like a chastiser of the media. I mean, he bounced all between those personas as far as I was concerned. The couple things that I think were the most clear that I took from it. One, he said he's not taking the vaccine because he's not comfortable with it. And cool. Both of us have said, you know, people that you're friends with.
Family
that,
members.
That view. Right. I got a close family member. I've got friends who feel the same way as Kyrie. It's all good. But Kyrie didn't give us any reason other than I'm not comfortable. And you can say he didn't have to, but the bottom line is you're a public figure. You're losing $18 million. A lot of people are on both sides are looking at you wanting to get an explanation, and certainly the Nets want an explanation. He didn't say, I'm not comfortable for religious reasons, for scientific reasons, for conspiratorial reasons, for cultural reasons, none of that. I don't know that he knows. He did admit, I don't know necessarily everything right now. I'm still learning. So maybe he's just not comfortable and he's learning. But I would say, Rob, this has been going on now for a while. And you could talk about research and all that. How much research? Really?
Like,
are you really doing that much research? Come on, man. Like, stop with the research, all right?
You're not in the lab.
You might watch a few YouTube.
Exactly. Stop.
You ain't consulting doctors.
That ain't no research.
You're watching some videos, which, you know, whatever.
And you don't even know who made them, Chris, or where they're coming from.
I mean, just like you say you don't know where the vaccine, all the details about the vaccine, you don't know all the details about these videos either.
Nope.
So, and then let me hit this too, Rob. He said he was not pro-vaccination or anti-vaccination. I think he misspoke. He is not against people who take the vaccine, but I think he's clearly anti-vaccination. If you were anti-vaccination, then why would you give up the sport you said in the video you've loved since you were in the fourth grade? Give up the, you know, walk away from your teammates who've been counting on you to help them win a championship. Walk away from the organization that gave you $136 million and, by the way, is going to pay you $17 million this season. You're anti-vax. Just own it. Now, Rob, I'm not that, you know, adamant either way myself. I'm not that adamant anti-vax. I'm certainly not anti-vax because I've taken the vaccination. But I'm not, like, that adamant about pro-vax, all that. But if that's how you feel, it's like, okay, I got to take this, then I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's not anti-vax, then you would be like, all right, this is the situation I'm in. I got to take it. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just not gung-ho about it, but I'll do it. He didn't do any of that. Finally, the last thing, Rob, and then the floor is yours. He said, as we heard in the excerpt, he's not retiring. That might be the best news for the Nets because now – at least there's a better chance you might be able to trade him. And I think they really need to look at trading him. I don't think you force it. I don't think you're rushing anything if there's not a good deal. But now, Rob, I think Sean Marks needed to be on the phone last night, like, yo, or this morning. Yo, did you see the IG Live? Did you see it? He's not retiring. So let's talk. What you got? what can you give me for Kyrie Irving? Like, that is the best thing for the Nets, if indeed – he would stick to that. But those are some of my thoughts. I got more, but I want to hear from you, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. He didn't say much because he's not really being direct or doesn't feel comfortable being all the way honest. And it would be like whether people are going to agree or disagree with it, when you play the middle of the road, you haven't said anything. I'm not anti-vax, but I'm not pro-vax. There's some sort of camp you're in, Chris, and I think you're right. He has dictated that he's anti because he won't do something that will allow him to continue the life that he's lived, right? Make the money, play the game that he's always loved and always wanted. He's on the cusp of maybe winning a championship in Brooklyn, grew up a Nets fan, came to Brooklyn with KD, all of this stuff last year. Could have won last year if they didn't get hurt. Everything set up for them.
Yep.
And instead, you're deciding that, you know, you want to be a martyr for other people, and which is fine. All of this is fine. But I think that people should understand, too, that Kyrie has rights, and so does Nets management and ownership. They have the same rights.
Right.
To set work rules, and people say, oh, that ain't right. They make – no.
And Rob, you can't go into the state of New York.
Right, but you can't go in to eat, Chris. You can't go in to – there were times we couldn't do anything, right?
Right, right.
For the sake of society.
No, yep.
You want to go into the grocery store, you better put a mask on. If not, they're not going to serve you. They're going to put you out. Don't tell me that – and does that mean, You're going to send somebody in. If you don't want to do it, send somebody in to buy your food. That's fine. You send somebody in to do your grocery shopping or whatever you need done. That's fine, too. But to go to your job, they get to set the work rules. It's always right. been that way. And if unless you're independently wealthy and you live on an island, Chris, and you're a recluse, then you could do whatever you want. And it's all about you. But when you're in society, sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And that's where it is. I just didn't get much from it. This is Kyrie. This is who he is. Chris, when you take on this guy, you understand that as talented as he is, he's also complex.
Right.
So this is who he is. I don't think he cleared the air other than it was great to hear from him. I agree with you on that instead of having other people talk for him. But if I'm the Nets, after last night, I would have got the feeling like we're done and we need to move on. And that's the only way we're going to have a chance to win a championship is to totally take him
right.
away from us from being a distraction. So he don't have to go on Instagram Live. So none of the talk shows have to keep talking about him.
Yep.
They could talk about him, but he's with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's right. with the Portland Trailblazers. It won't be with Brooklyn. And our narrative will be, wow, they got a great piece to go with their other two stars, and they got a chance to win a championship. That's where I would be, and it would be no hard feelings if you can go play in Portland or some other city that doesn't, or you know, state or city that doesn't have these mandates, more power to you. But I think you have to – that's what I would do if I'm the Nets. He said he's not going to retire. He's available. Let's right. make a deal. And it'll be interesting to see if that were to happen. Would he play? Yeah, right. Would he play?
Or would he retire? I think that's still on the table, I guess. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. He said he wouldn't, so maybe not. But, Rob, to your point, Steve Nash was asked today, did he see the video? He said, no, I didn't watch it. James Harden was asked yesterday, have you talked to Kyrie since you know the decision? No, I haven't talked to him. And I'm not saying Harden's mad
You're
at him. I don't know.
With
he
him.
Might
they,
be.
They care about
but,
him. Mike.
Right, but I think that's what you got to do. Like, Nash did the right thing. Nash is like, no, I'm not, like, I'm really kind of done talking about it. They sent him away, Rob, so they wouldn't have to answer you. Now, I get it. The next few days is going to be Kyrie questions. But 2 weeks from now, I'm like, don't ask me about Kyrie.
When the season
hasn't
starts,
been around, right.
100%.
Like,
right. He's not here.
Why you keep asking about him? If right. you want to ask him, go contact him yourself. He's right. really not like he's a part of the team.
I would not take any more Kyrie questions once the season started. I wouldn't.
I would say this, Rob, we're about to take calls. And there are a lot of people, supporters out there for Kyrie. You know, I see it on social media, a lot of people feeling him and agreeing with him and all that. Call us. When we open it up, I mean, anybody can call, but we really want to hear. I want to hear those that are in support of Kyrie and think he's doing the right thing, think he's being, you know, treated the wrong way or whatever you want to say about it. But let me say this. Because there are some people who have tried to compare him to Muhammad Ali and Colin Kaepernick. I think both are wrong and false comparisons. I'm going to say this quickly, Rob. Muhammad Ali stood up because he didn't want to go kill people in Vietnam for a country specifically that had been so treacherous to African Americans and still was at that point. And so he was standing up in the name or four people who were being killed, for the voiceless, if you will. Colin Kaepernick protested on behalf of those who were being killed, innocent people who were being killed by policemen.
Unarmed people, exactly.
Right? Kyrie, the vaccination is saving lives. So that is not like... This is not the same thing. It's not even remotely the same thing. People are dying if they don't take the vaccination. We've lost 720,000 people in this country. And here's the thing. If you're suspicious about the American government, fine. It's not just America. It's all over the globe. It's all over the world. It's
no, but
China.
They'll tell you that they're all in collusion. This is
right.
a worldwide
We're not even
thing,
cool
right.
with some of these countries. Right? And so... that it's completely different from Ali or Kaepernick. So you really need to stop making those comparisons. And furthermore, Rob, Ali actually made a video. It's been all over the internet supporting vaccination, promoting vaccination.
Hello, is this on?
I don't know that Ali did all the research, Rob.
No, he didn't. But Chris, there was an epidemic. It was an epidemic going on.
Right. And so there you go. But yeah, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Kyrie Irving and his stance to not get vaccinated and play for the Nets this season. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And listen, guys. Don't let age beat you. I'm beating age. Rob's beating age. And the way we're beating it, we get M-Drive. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. So visit mdriveformen.com today for 20% off with the promo code ODDCOUPLE. Don't let age beat you, fellas. Go get M-Drive. All right, Rob, 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear your thoughts on Kyrie. Where you at?
All right, let's kick it off with Rob in Spokane, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rob?
Hey, what up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
We're good, man. How are you?
Hey, man, I can't be better. Can't be better. But, man, I'm going to tell y'all, as much as I love you guys got, man, it's comedy sometimes. How you guys take sides on this vaccine thing and all the rest of it. And because, you know, if the vaccine is the cure-all and it's and if you take the vaccine...
Did anybody say it was the cure-all?
Nobody ever said that.
It's not even being promoted as the cure-all.
Hey, let me finish up.
No.
False stuff.
Exactly.
We don't correct you.
No.
We'll give you a chance to speak. Right. Okay,
but,
come on here.
No, but hold on. Hold on. Yeah, you
got the cure-all.
No. All right. Do you want to have a conversation or not?
Yeah, but I can't even finish.
Okay, no, but hold on.
You saying the wrong stuff. Who said it's the cure-all?
Yes, Chris stopped you because nobody ever said it was the cure-all. Nobody.
Okay. All right.
That's
false.
All
right. We'll say this. Okay, you didn't say that. Now, let's carry on. So what I'm saying, though, is if you believe in the shot, how's that? If you believe that the vaccine is something that will help you not catch it or help you not spread it or
you won't get it as it won't be as damaging to you is what they're saying.
Right. And if it won't be as damaging to you, then why is everybody so afraid of the unvaccinated? If you can't if you're vaccinated and you're good, it can't get you that sick, it can't get you this, that or the other, then the only one that should have the problem is the unvaccinated.
No,
he should be the one that got the problem. Because if everybody is vaccinated around him, they shouldn't have an issue because they believe that that shot is going to do for them. Not going to get them sick, very, very sick if they get sick.
But wait a minute. So should we not take care of the unvaccinated who have filled up the hospitals and the morgues and put other people at risk? Listen to me. 99% of the new cases in the hospital are unvaccinated. So should we stop? No, hold on.
Let him finish.
Should we not, okay, you decide not to take it. You get sick. Should we not take care of you? That's what I want. Yes or no?
Who is we take care of you?
No, the people are vaccinated.
Okay.
Okay, I'm asking you, yes or no? Yes or no?
Okay.
Should we take care of the unvaccinated? Yes or no?
Absolutely, you should.
No, why?
Why wouldn't you? What? Let me ask you this. So the ones, because I know several people who have been vaccinated and they still caught it, should they not get taken care of? Same question.
Of course. Of course they should. Nobody's claiming when you get a flu shot, can you still get the flu?
Yes. It's not 100%.
It lessens the damage it does.
Okay, Chris, thanks for the call.
I'd like to hear from him what he thinks the shot is going to do to you. What's the shot? Somebody that's pro or anti-vaccine, what's the shot going to do to you? What's your fear?
You're going to be sterile. You're going to be, is that it, Chris? Your testicles are going to swell up.
Is that Cardi B?
Yeah.
Cardi B said that? Okay.
Okay.
With her medical background and all that, right?
Casey, you know what? You talk about Chris asking people or not allowing them to come to the workplace. Can you imagine if the hospital said, if you don't get vaccinated, we won't take care of you. You'll have to fend for yourself. Do you know what
There'll be an uproar. The same doctors who are telling you to take it are the ones you're going to run to if you get real serious symptoms from COVID.
Exactly. And then you're going to ask them to get you well.
And they go, right.
Those are the people you don't trust. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Let's go to KC in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, I appreciate y'all taking my call. First time caller.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
So I really don't know totally why Kyrie doesn't want to take the vaccine altogether. But for me, I've had COVID twice, and it really didn't affect me that much at all.
Right.
So I'm not sure why I would take the vaccine. If I still have the vaccine, I can still spread it or still carry it with or without the vaccine. So I'm not sure why I would be forced to take
it. You're one of the fortunate ones, which most people have been, where it hasn't been that bad or certainly, you know, life-threatening. But then there are those that it's killed. That's the thing about the disease or the virus.
And that's what I'm worried about. There's also people that have taken the vaccine and had terrible side effects or death.
Nothing's perfect, but when you lose 720,000 people, and KC, this is my only thing, 99% of the new cases that are in the hospital are unvaccinated. Doesn't that say something to you? Seriously.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's always this concern that...
Answer that.
He said, yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with those numbers. I just, for me, it's like a personal choice, right?
He has a personal, nobody's saying it's not a personal choice, but the Nets also have a personal choice to say they don't want an unvaccinated person around the other people who they employ. Is that not their choice as ownership?
Okay.
If Kyrie ran a company, and I believe he does have his own media company, he can set the rules.
Yes, he can say.
And again, this isn't even the Nets. This is the city of New York setting these rules, Rob. This isn't the Nets. But that
Chris,
and the
Chris,
thing,
the,
Rob,
Chris, the owner of Chick-fil-A doesn't believe in opening his business on Sunday. He sets the rules.
That's his right. Exactly. That's a great point.
If you're in a mall, all the stores are supposed to be open 7 days a week, except Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A will sign a lease with a mall, Chris, but they're closed on Sundays. Period.
Yeah, it's a lot of not wanting to abide by any rules, but the people aren't even thinking. We all abide by rules anyway.
Every day.
And rules that limit our freedom. Can I just decide I want to go to Harvard University just because I want to? I'm free. I should be able to do it.
No, you got to take a test, Chris. I got to have grades.
I got to pass the test. I got to have the money. I mean, that's not freedom. A person that's poor that doesn't have good grades, they can't go to Harvard. So I'm just saying we already are limited in many ways that people aren't taken into account because that's living in a society. You can't just absolutely positively do any old thing you want to do without consequences. All right, we got Jerry Hairston Jr., World Series champion, now with Sportsnet LA coming up in a moment to talk Dodgers, Giants. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest is a World Series champion now with Sportsnet LA. And we want to talk to him about Dodgers, Giants, Jerry Hairston Jr. Jerry, welcome.
Jerry, what up?
Chris and Rob, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Man. We are good, man. Let's get right to it. We're running late, so we're not gonna have quite as much time, but let's get right into this. Corey Knebel, reliever, starting tonight's game. You like this move? Urias did win 20 games.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's definitely different. He's going to be the opener tonight. I think the reason why they're doing that, they want to make sure that they kind of mix up the lineup for the Giants. They make sure that, you know, they throw out right-handed batters because they know that Julio Urías is going to come in some point in the game. It's a little bit a gamesmanship by the Dodgers and then by the Giants because they're going to respond to that. Again, when you're not starting a 20-game winner, you know, you can kind of question it a little bit. But, again, in my opinion, it's really about the offense. Can the offense score runs? If they score 5 runs tonight, they win the ballgame.
The only problem I have, Jerry, you just said – I think in this case, the Dodgers are trying to be cute. They got a 20-game winner who won a game already in this series, and instead – you might throw out Knebel, who might give up 3 runs in the first 3 batters he faces. I'm just throwing it out there. And may never be in the game. And you'll be second-guessed from here to Kentucky on why in the world are you trying to be cute. Put your best guy out there. They got their best guy in Webb. And let's see what happens. Jerry, I'm beside myself. I think this is a mistake.
I'm a little surprised. Again, this is a total analytics move. That's what it is. I mean, that's why they decided to make this move. Now, again, hopefully it works out. You know, if they throw out righties early on and you're facing Knebel gets him out. He breezes through the first inning or two. Hopefully he goes 2 innings. And then you bring in Julio Urías, who can pitch hopefully 5 or 6 strong innings and then have your dominant bullpen right after it if need be. But, again, it's different. You know, Corey Knebel has never started a game in the postseason. You're asking him to start game 5, you know, winner take all. So again, I see both sides of it. If it was me personally, I would have been more comfortable starting Julio Urías. He's a 20 game winner. He's used to starting. But once again, I'm all in on the Dodgers, man. I hope and pray it works out.
Jerry, this is what they did back in, was it 2018 against the Red Sox when they took out their home run hitters because they had left-handed pitching facing them? Go ahead.
Other teams are doing that. The Brewers did this to the Dodgers.
Right. These other teams are doing it, but how's it working out? I'm just saying, like, how do you feel about this versus going on field, going with the guys that brought me there, left-handed pitcher, right-handed pitcher, whatever, because the analytics don't measure who's cold-blooded and who's not.
Yep.
It doesn't measure who can handle pressure and who can't, who can handle the big stage and who can't. Like, none of that analytics does not account for. And this is ludicrous to me. This is like throwing Alex Caruso, starting him over, you know, Russell Westbrook in game 7 of the finals,
right,
because
the finals,
and he's
he
never
got a
started.
PER. He has a better PER, right?
I mean,
guys, I wish I could fight you on this. Again, if it was me making the decision, I wouldn't have done this move. But again, this is what the Dodgers feel. This is their best chance to win this ball game, having Corey Knebel start, the right-handed batter, and hopefully the Giants tinker with their starting lineup and then bring in Julio Urías. Again, the Dodgers can still win this ball game. I really believe it's on the offense, but this is what the Dodgers feel gives them the best chance to win. That being said, I'm an old-school guy, guys. I grew up in this game. I've been watching baseball. I've been Major
your
Baseball.
Your family, your baseball, you got baseball royalty in your family.
I really believe is, hey, we got our guy, we're going to attack your team. They got their guy, we're going to attack your team. I do have that old school in me, you know, and I would have been much more comfortable having Julio Urias have his normal routine. You know what I'm saying? Let him have his old normal routine. He's been starting all season long. He's a 20-game winner.
And he's been great.
And then bring in Corey Knebel in or Joe Kelly or whoever you want to bring in the sixth inning, seventh inning, or whenever. But, again, this is what the Dodgers feel gives them the best chance to win tonight.
How about this now? And I give – you know, Dave Roberts is in a bad spot because it's going to come down on him if the Dodgers don't win and this move, even though – and I'll give him credit. He acknowledges that this came down from the tippy top. That's what he said as a quote. So I'm assuming that that came from Friedman or the front office, and he's being the general, you know, just delivering the orders to the rank and file. Is that how you see it when
he says it came from the tippy top? They all collectively meet. They discuss every single scenario, and they collectively make this decision. Obviously, Andrew Friedman is the guy in charge, and he probably will say, hey, this is what I want to happen, and they all meet and decide, okay, this is how it's going to play out. So I think it's a collective decision. You got to remember, Andrew Friedman played college baseball. Andrew's done an incredible job with this roster, with this team, the many years he's been a part of this organization. So Andrew Friedman is a baseball player. People forget that. He played college baseball. He's a really good college baseball player. So he's not a guy that sits in a corner and he's never played the game. He knows the game of baseball. So this is what they feel. And I'm praying it works. I'm hoping it works. I trust Corey Knebel whenever he gets the ball, whether it's the first inning, the sixth inning, or seventh inning. I'm just saying, if it was me, I would have started the 20-game winner. But then again, what do I know?
If I'm a Dodgers fan, I'm sick to my stomach. I'm not even kidding you. I would be, because you're rolling the dice on a team that should be in the World Series.
But I will say this. I, to credit Andrew and Dave Roberts, they understand they're going to be questioned. They understand that. Let's just hope
whoever made the decision, and I get it, they can all get in the room and talk. But Andrew Friedman has the final say.
Right.
If it backfires, then don't put it all on Dave Roberts.
I don't want to see Dave Roberts as the scapegoat.
Right.
I don't.
Don't put it all on him. Go out there like a man and say, it was my decision, and we'll it backfired. It didn't work out. We'll live with it, though. We do it again, whatever you want to say.
Trust me, guys. You know, knowing Andrew, what I know of him and talking to him for the last few years, I've known Dave Roberts since 1997. Okay, wow. those two guys, man, they got backbone. So they understand making this move. They'll take the heat. They will. But, again, this is what they feel is best for the team to win tonight.
Well, look, I hope they win, too. They're my pick to win the whole shebang. So I'm still alive. Rob's not. Rob's already dead. So just to let you know that.
Yeah, that's all.
All right, Jerry.
I'll take you, Jerry.
great stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
Anytime, guys.
All right, more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris and Rob, and we just talked about the big game that's coming up in San Francisco, Giants and the Dodgers.
About it? That maybe if the Bradys weren't vaccinated, they might only have three kids instead of six. No?
I got to think about that. I'm trying to think of how that even, you know, that's a complicated scenario you just painted.
Yeah, okay.
But we are the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Real Talk. Rob goes there. He's going this weekend. I go there with my wife a lot. We enjoy the city. Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. So there's one game tonight, obviously, in baseball that's huge. Giants, Dodgers for all the marbles in the AL or NLDS. And then, Rob, there's the NFL game, Thursday Night Football, which now has become a staple. And we got Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. I think Tampa Bay is going to win. I mean, that's no grand statement. Obviously, they're the better team. I got them by a couple touchdowns. But what's interesting, Rob, and this stat might surprise you, Jalen Hurts could become the first player in NFL history to accumulate 250 or 2,500 yards passing, so 2,500 yards passing, and 500 yards rushing, Rob, in his first 10 starts. Does that impress you? I mean, you had Michael Vick, you had Lamar Jackson, you had Cam Newton. Does it impress you that with all those guys and even more, that Hurts, who most people don't think of as, you know, really playing that well at quarterback, is in a position to set this kind of first?
No, I think it's hollow to me. It doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like I'm watching something I've never seen before. It's not like I go, oh, my God, I just, what is this? You know, like, this is mind-boggling. None of that, Chris, and you just said it. Most people don't even think he's playing that well. So I don't know. And the people who put up, come figure out these numbers in his first 10 games, and his first, you know, like, there's a lot of those kind of stats going around. And it's a different time. Of course it wouldn't happen for most people because most quarterbacks didn't run. And then even to get to his 500 yards, most quarterbacks probably didn't run as much as he has because he's not that the best passer there is. So, I just – if you ask me if I would take Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson or Cam Newton, I would take all of those guys, obviously, over him. And it's not fair because I know what their careers are and he's just starting out. But no, not yet. I don't feel like there's anything special going on. Not yet.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel the exact same way. And here's the thing, and you're going to see this a lot. You know who's a great example of this, Rob?
Who's that?
Matt Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford in Detroit, you've said it before, he's got Hall of Fame numbers.
Yep.
His numbers dwarf some of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history.
Not even close. Well, not even close.
Well, why? Because they didn't throw the ball like that back in the day.
Right.
And then when you did throw the ball as a quarterback, you had to worry about getting hammered. As a receiver who was going to catch the ball, had to worry about getting hammered. So the numbers today, I mean, the Roger Staubachs, the Terry Bradshaws, the, you know, even Joe Montana's, Rob, like, their numbers aren't going to – Troy Aikman, all these – John Elway, we could go on and on.
Right.
Mediocre quarterbacks today are going to have better numbers, not because they're better, but because the game is set up for them to be much easier than it was back in the day for quarterbacks.
No doubt about it. And that's why everything has to be in context. Same thing. Oh, Michael Jordan wasn't a good three-point shooter. He didn't shoot three.
Right, you know, exactly.
Like, that's not that. If there were threes back then and people, I mean, there were threes, but you know what I mean? It was a part of
the
game. You don't think he would have adapted and become a great. He became a great jump shooter, which he wasn't, out of college.
Yep. Larry Bird, Rob, who I think you would agree, is one of the handful of greatest shooters we've ever seen.
Yep.
He didn't shoot a lot of threes.
Because it wasn't a part of the dynamic of the game, Chris.
Right.
It was like, we need a three. Okay.
Right. You know, like,
we need a three.
I mean, you had specialists, Craig Hodges, come in and shoot a three.
Trent Tucker.
You know, right, Steve Kerr. So,
right.
Yeah, look, and this is not to slight Jalen Hurts.
Not at all.
Because he has had good moments, right? He's up and down. I mean, his first game this season, three touchdowns. You know, almost 264 yards in a big win over Atlanta. A couple weeks ago, he played well against Kansas City, at least statistically, two touchdowns, 67% completion, 387 yards. So I actually think he's on the right track, Rob. We had our man Anthony Gargano on it from Philadelphia on the radio there. He says Hurts can't throw. Right. I don't agree with Anthony on that. I think he can throw. We got to give him time. He hadn't even started a full season. But don't get it twisted. He's not better than any of those quarterbacks we named before who were dual threat QBs. This is just a sign of the times. That's what this record will be if he gets it But hopefully it's a good game tonight. Like I said, I got Tampa by a couple touchdowns. And I'm sure Rob does as well, knowing he's the he believes in Tom Brady so much. All right, we got 2 hours left.
Come on now.
You put shekels on it?